Myanmar state television reported yesterday the official death toll from the devastating cyclone earlier this month has climbed to 77,738. The official count for the missing also soared to 55,917 from a figure of 27,838. The United Nations warns people are in urgent need of food, water, and shelter. Matthew Cochran is a spokesperson for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He said most people cannot imagine the scale of the crisis, and then an outbreak of disease is a very real possibility.
We launched an appeal for $50 million and it's to support a program that we think will take at least 3 years, aiming to reach 500,000 people. And that gives you some idea of the scope of this disaster that my Secretary General called a staggering humanitarian catastrophe. In terms of aid out into the Delta, it's still very difficult. We're particularly concerned about some people in the Delta who've suffered some very serious and awful injuries when the storm arrived and people had to climb on top of roofs and trees to get away from the sea surge. They were sandblasted by salt water and sand, and they were scorched. Skin was just scorched off. We have to do whatever we can. We have to have whatever conversations we can to get aid out into the Delta, because it's 2 weeks since the storm, and if a situation like this could get any more critical than it has. My director of operations told me that he thinks that the way it might go would be a slow development of diseases. It's unlikely to be a catastrophic explosion. But that said, the big fear is cholera, and if cholera breaks out, then there's really obviously massive concerns.